Let me tell you of the days of high adventure.
Friends, this is John here.
And Kevin.
And this is 6 Degrees of Schwarzenegger, the podcast where we take a long, hard look at some of our favorite action movies from the era of
Arnold. Schwarzenegger is the icon of the genre, and we're taking a deep dive into some of our favorite 80s and 90s cult action flicks and breaking them all the way down for you.
Excited?
I'm super duper excited.
Super duper doubly duper excited about this latest episode, this newest episode of
Total Recall, episode 4, penultimate.
The penultimate.
Where do we leave off?
Well, I'm glad that you asked, because Edgemar showed up at the Hilton, product placement, shows up at the Hilton and basically spells out the plot of the rest of the movie.
Right. Under the guise of, hey, Quaid, I'm here to bring you back to reality.
Guy, with the help of your wife, we're here in reality. We're speaking to you from across the void and trying to bring you back into reality. Mm-hmm. All we need you to do is take this pill. And if you don't, then all of your worst nightmares are going to come true.
And Quaid was almost ready to buy it, but then at the last second he decided, you know what, this dude Edgemar's full of crap, and he shot him in the head.
Like, well, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, as you do.
That's right. He notices him sweating and thinks, well, if this dude's nervous, then this has all been a big show.
So basically, he's just blown Edgemar away, and then bad guys burst right in through the wall.
Because that is what happens. Mm-hmm. They beat up Quaid. Lori gets him some shots.
She does. She hits him in the nuts a few more times.
Always kicks him in the dick.
She's like always dick kicking him.
And they knock him out. And that is that. Lori immediately Skypes Richter.
They throw some cuffs on Quaid.
And lets him know that they have Quaid. And then we get a very like kiss and wink face from Sharon Stone.
Oh, it was. Yeah, she looks so good.
She wowza.
She's a beauty.
We also see some more product placement. There's a Miller Lite sign, a big neon sign behind Richter.
Nice.
Richter and Scanner Goon as they're running by. And then we see the baddies dragging Quaid down the hall.
Yep. Elevator door opens, I think, and Melina is there.
I love it that they push the button and they're just kind of waiting there. And then it's a cutscene to Richter and Scanner Guy running up to the lobby, presumably in the lobby.
Waiting for the elevator to come down, I guess.
Yeah, and then they look back up, and when the elevator opens, it's Melina, who just starts unloading, and thank God, I guess, she didn't hit Quaid and kill him, because she's just like...
Well, she's a skilled warrior. Like, she's a badass fighter.
That's right, she's athletic.
She's athletic, she's demure and sleazy.
And sleazy.
Of course.
And then, girl fight!
Oh, and it's like, but it's a really good fight.
No, it's like
not just like slapping and hair pulling.
It's like martial arts and kicking ass.
I think these two actresses had like done some training for this, because they are whipping ass.
Yeah.
It's a killer.
Especially Sharon Stone was doing like karate kicks and stuff.
Yeah, like she had trained a lot, I think, for this. So that's awesome. Lori gets the upper hand. That's Sharon Stone.
That's right.
She whips a knife out of like her garter,
which is hot.
So hot.
Pulls this very, it's like a little martial art, like assassin's
knife. Yeah, it's a little tiny knife. Oh, it's badass.
And then Quaid shoots it out of her hand at the last possible second.
And she flashes those Sharon Stone eyes. It's like rage and anger, and then like the flip of a switch back to like, I love you, honey.
She becomes Stepford Wife. It's like crazy.
Yeah, she can act.
Switch. It is.
This was a perfect role for her as well.
And I do love this. This dialogue is brilliant. She's like, be reasonable, honey. After all, we're married.
He pops her in the head, gives the classic, one of the classic Arnold one-liners.
This movie was chalked full of them.
Yes.
Just Arnold had, usually in every movie, he's got like one. In this one, he had like six.
So he hits her with that, consider that a divorce. Apparently, they said in an earlier version of the script, he said, consider this a divorce, and then killed her. and they thought, you know what, that's a little like too cold-blooded and calculating, like better to say it after.
Yeah, I think so.
It's weird to even think that, is there a big difference? Like either way, you're killing her. But yeah, they consider this a divorce makes it like you're premeditated.
I think the punctuation after she says, be reasonable, after all, we're married, is just bang. Just is awesome.
Yeah, he didn't waste any time. He's all in on the Quaid fantasy.
Yeah, he's got to save the
he
day.
Believes that Melina and all that is like she's fully real.
Yeah, she's helping him.
There's no chance that Lori is really his wife.
And she's like, that was your wife? What a bitch.
I know, she's catty.
And
I love
it. And then we sort of assume, or we see that the elevator gets stuck. Richter and Scanner Goon sort of know that something's wrong and start heading up there.
Clearly, this is taking too long.
Yeah, Quaid and Melina start looting the dead guards. And there's some keys for these cuffs. They find some, and she tells him that Quado wants to see him.
Yep.
And then they bolt, and no sooner are they gone than the elevator opens and Richter arrives, and what does he see?
His dead old his lady, dead I guess. Right, his old wife. Lady,
dead. And when we actually see some range here from Ironside.
Yeah.
He is distraught. He is not. He goes from distraught to just full of rage.
I got
to
say, even in death, like Sharon Stone looked great.
Ironside, my man.
What?
He's just, I don't know. He's just some big, like, not typical looking guy that's just, I don't know, there's something about it.
He's a really super intense.
He's got moxie kept.
They so in theory they also wanted Kurt Wood Smith to play this part. And that would have just been too much of the same dynamic with Ronnie Cox and Kurt Wood Smith being like big bad guy and his number one henchman.
I think that there's something awesome about Ironside being a little more physically imposing.
Yeah.
I think that works better for this character.
You know what? You're right. You could see him maybe trading blows with Arnold versus like a little guy like Kurt Wood. No way.
Getting the shit kicked out of him.
Yeah. Kurt Wood, I think, could have done it as far as just acting ability.
Yeah.
He could play menacing, but you put him next to Arnold and maybe it doesn't seem like.
Yeah. Yeah. Later confrontations wouldn't make sense at all. So then we get Quaid and Melina sprinting.
Yeah. They're escaping down like some scaffolding, like right up against the dome.
Yeah. There's some acrobatics.
Which is smart.
Yeah.
Also, because it's like, in theory, we're protected if we're against the dome because they're not going to shoot at us here.
That gamble pays off as Scanner Goon runs in.
He won't. Shoot. Yeah, he has the good sense not to shoot. Richter shows up and does take one shot, but
like, fuck it.
The goon stops him, and he's like, dude, you're going to crack the dome and kill us all.
Right. And then we get a brilliant little moment where Quaid and Melina are running down some stairs, and he pushes some guy. Move.
He does just push an innocent dude over the railing. The guy holds on, but still.
I love that move.
Yeah, Quaid's pretty ruthless. He's definitely a me first kind of guy.
And they miraculously find Benny, who's just loitering around.
Yeah, he just is very conveniently there.
Yeah.
He's like, take us back to the last resort.
And then there's a merry chase again.
There is a little car chase through the tunnels of Mars.
They're crashing through buildings now. It's very Blues Brothers at this point. They're like crashing through a mall.
Lovely. And Orange Julius.
Guns just all over the place. But they do make it successfully back to the last resort.
And they sort of get ahead of Richter.
Yeah, I think.
And the rest.
Because
did he crash Richter, in the tunnel or something?
Richter crashed in that mall. They had to like get out of the car because it was turned the wrong way. They had to get out and like proceed on foot.
Okay.
So by the time they get there, Tony's had time to hide Quaid Melina.
Yeah, they pop a panel open in the wall and shuttle them through it real quick and then close the panel, set up a table in front of it. It's like Indiana Jones escape.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And so Richter walks in to the last resort. And in this moment, the music's super tense, but people in the club are dancing like club music is happening.
No, I thought it was dead silence. But people are dancing.
I feel like there's like one high pitched note just going wee.
Maybe at any like point, these guys in the club are dancing to a song that we're not hearing.
Right, and that's fine.
Yeah,
I suppose. And
the three breasted sex worker sort of comes up and is like propositions Richter, and then he's like, "Where'd they go?"
She's like, "How should I know?
I don't even know who you're talking about." Basically, she turns her back on him, and he shoots her in the back.
Just, which is cold blooded. I mean, I know that he just lost Lori. Everybody's upset, but
everybody hurts.
Everybody cries.
But then, I feel like Richter straight up screams the line, kill them all.
Yeah.
And like, it's just a firefight in there.
Yeah. It's a massacre.
Death. He goes to what he's going to, Richter's going to kill Thumbelina and then Tony kicks the gun out of his hand.
That's right. Tony gets shot.
Then Tony gets shot. Super memorable. Well, Thumbelina, first she kills Richter's stooge.
So, a couple of guys grab Scanner Guy.
Scanner Goon.
Stabs him.
Like with a giant, like, Bowie knife.
Yeah. I don't even care where she got it. Who cares? It's awesome. And then she just jumps up on the bar and starts going crazy with it.
It's somebody's fantasy. That's somebody's fetish. A little person with a machine gun and like skimpy clothes.
I mean, she's attractive. I mean,
I can't knock her, and she was working it.
Bad ass. And then suddenly Richter gets a call from Ronnie Cox, Cohagen.
It's like, just pull out.
Yeah. Get your guys out of there. Mm-hmm. And when told that the rebels have Quaid, he says, weirdly, perfect.
Okay.
And tells Richter to bail.
Nice. So they pull out of Venusville, and then they seal off Venusville and shut off the air.
Which I guess is also called Sector G, I think they call it. I'm trying to remember exactly. But yeah, they cut off the oxygen, and it's not looking good for the Martians, for the native Martians.
Yeah, this is like going to be bad. We know they can't live without oxygen.
We see some like, tender goodbye type moments from the mutants to other mutants. And people are, sort of taking their last gasps.
Yeah, Cohagen is ruthless.
Yeah, this is straight up genocide at this point.
Yeah, and so meanwhile, Quaid, Melina, and Benny are in tunnels. They had escaped outside the boundaries, I guess, of Venusville.
In the depths of Mars.
That's when it gets kind of like Quaid and Melina are like almost exchanging I love yous.
Yeah.
And they start making out like amongst these sort of rotting corpses of
So the earliest workers of Mars have all been entombed in a catacombs down
there. Yeah.
And, Benny, of course, is saying lines that no one cares about. And Quaid and Melina.
He's like, I think my grandpa is down here.
It's like, what the fuck?
All right, dude.
And then all of a sudden, like the cavalry shows up, led by none other than inept asshole Lieutenant Cop from RoboCop.
I know. I like that Verhoeven's got his stable of actors.
Oh, he's just like, I didn't want to think about it. He's like, can we just use everybody from RoboCop?
Yeah, just bring them all back. This is easier than recasting.
What's Peter Weller up
to? He should have been George. /Quado.
He would have been a good George.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At any rate, I guess he might have been busy making like RoboCop sequels.
Maybe.
I think he was at least in the first sequel. Anywho. They don't want to take Benny with them.
Right.
And then Benny like sort of pulls off a false hand and reveals that he's also a mutant.
He's got a creepy alien arm up under there.
Yeah. And it's wild.
It's
pretty good effect.
Yeah. It's a really sweet effect, but creepy arm.
So they're like, all right, cool. You can come with.
Yeah. George breaks the news that the oxygen's been shut off to Venusville in Sector V, and that he hopes that the intel that Quaid has is worth it.
I know. He's like, you got to meet Quado. This information that he thinks is in your head better be worth it.
And we get a little exposition that Quaid must know something about the tech that was found in the pyramid. Mm-hmm. And that's what's got Cohagen so scared. And Quado's going to, quote, dig it out. Which, how do we know? Is he going to put him in a machine? What's he going to do?
And that's when it's a little weird because Quaid's like, you're Quado, aren't you? Yeah. And he's like, no, I'm not.
Quado's a mutant, stupid.
He's like, Quado's a mutant. And then he goes and he opens his shirt and he makes sex noises.
He makes his O face. He jizzes gives birth to chest baby.
He turns around and like Quado is sort of emerged from his chest.
So is he a symbiote? Like, what's the deal?
I don't know how George isn't a mutant.
Right.
He might not. Quado's got a brain of his own, but they are one being, I think.
Yeah. And it's not like he's, that. He's not a teratoma living inside of George.
Yeah, I have no idea, man. Like,
and so Quado starts to give.
And Quado's got a very sort of soft, tender voice.
It's a very sort of soothing philosopher voice. You are what you do, Quaid.
He's like, a man is defined by his actions, not his memories.
He's
got like philosophy for him.
What are we talking about here? Are you going to tell me about like Cohagen, or are we going to do philosophy?
What does he say? Like, relax, not relax your mind.
Open your mind.
Open over and over again. Open, it's like a meditation thing, though, like a mantra, like
open
an om.
Open your mind. And they do just close up of the truly hideous baby face of Quado.
The puppetry on Quado was pretty dope,
open
though.
Open your mind.
That little wet baby face.
It's so gross. He looks terrible.
So, but he's like mind melds, I guess, with Quaid. Yeah.
And we suddenly start to see a clearer picture of what the information is. We see an alien structure that just looks like this series of giant, I don't know, rods or something, like pointed downward.
It's some alien machine.
And in the mine directly.
Inside
below
the mine, we got Cohagen, Richter, and some scientist type dude.
Some miscellaneous scientist guys.
And they're speculating on what is the machine, what does it do?
Yeah, Richter's like, turn this son of a bitch on. And they're like, maybe we should blow it up.
Yeah, I think they're like saying, whatever it is, like if the machine's made of terbinium.
Right.
But if we activate the reactor or whatever, like it might spread to all the terbinium in the planet, and that's like Cohagen's meal ticket.
Yeah, and that there would be a planetary meltdown. So they don't know if they should turn it on or blow it up, but they're afraid if they turn it on, there'll be a meltdown. And then we also hear that it's about 500,000 years old.
Now, we don't see Quaid / Hauser in this flashback, but do we assume that he was there for that conversation?
He had to have been.
He just maybe doesn't see himself in the memory.
Maybe we see him we're supposed to think that maybe he was following around.
You know what?
He was hiding behind some columns.
Think about this. If he was there walking and talking with them, or even just walking and listening, you don't have the memory of seeing yourself there, right?
That's what I'm saying, is it's all like first person is what he's seeing, but he's sort of this disembodied view.
Yeah. So he's looking on to a thing where this is what I saw, but I didn't see myself, obviously, because as I sit here talking to you, I don't see myself.
Right. Exactly.
It makes sense. I'll buy it.
And then we all of a sudden sort of pan to the middle of whatever this structure is. And there's this central room where there's this thing that's got an alien hand shaped indentation on a platform.
Yeah.
Some kind.
And then we sort of pull out, I think, all the way out of the whole dream
and
sequence.
Because bad guys bust into the underground lair.
Yeah, they like somehow tracked them down.
They got those drill machines from Labyrinth tunneling through the walls.
There's another big shootout happening.
Right.
Like, the gun-toting rebels are doing a pretty good job. It allows Quaid, Molina, George / Quado, and Benny to escape.
And George is running around with just like one hand covering up his
shirt,
holding his shirt closed.
Presumably just because we can't have the puppet.
Right.
Like, it's too hard to do all this makeup.
He doesn't want anyone to see his teratoma.
Aw. Now, are the goons that bust in, are they wearing armor or not? Like, they have these big chest, like, vests on, but then one gets shot in the chest and the vest just basically explodes.
Yeah. I mean,
maybe they gave him defective vests. Like,
that's totally Cohagen style.
Yeah, he's like, these are cheaper.
I need more guys. I need more money, but I'm not going to hire more guys, is the thing. So, yeah. So they're running around. They round a corner. George is telling them to put some spacesuits on because they're going to, I guess,
they're going to go out on the surface of Mars, I guess.
Walk.
But they never get that far
because Benny pulls a gun, son of a bitch.
So, yeah, he shoots up George and Quado. And then, you know, of course, Quaid and Molina are pissed. He's like, what are you doing this for? You know, you're one of us. And he's like, oh, man, I got four kids to feed.
I thought you said you had five.
Yeah, what happened to number five? And he's like, oh, man, you got me. He's like, I'm not even married.
Son of a bitch.
I love that in this world, there's still like the, God forbid I would have children outside of wedlock. Like, oh, man, I'm not married. How could I possibly have kids?
I could never.
I do. I like that just because it's so, this is a very immoral world that they're operating in.
That's right.
You know,
but then he tells Quaid, thanks. You let us write to him.
Yeah. He's like, thanks, Quaid. You let us write to him, buddy.
And then with his dying breath, Quado tells Quaid, Quaid, start the machine. Free Mars.
Richter comes in and like close up shoots Quado in the head, and it's gruesome.
Execution style.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
And so then
Verhoeven, he never shies away from showing it.
No.
You know?
He wants you to see it. It's devastating. So Quado the mysterious freedom fighter is dead,
mm-hmm.
as is George, his host.
Yes, they take Quaid, they take Melina.
There's an audience before Cohagen.
Absolutely.
And so this is awesome. They've got George / Quato laid out on
a slab. Yeah. He opens, he yanks the sheet off.
This is the great man.
Sees Quato's like shot through the head face. He's like, oh, no wonder he kept out of sight. It's like, dude, a sick burn over a dead body.
Low blows about some dude's physical deformity.
So I would say this is Ronnie Cox's best scene to me, when he's like talking to Quaid.
Oh, 100%.
He's like, you did it, Quaid, you did it, basically, right?
You've completed the mission, buddy.
Yeah.
Thanks. And then Melina immediately turns on him.
She thought, and he's like, bullshit. He's like, you know, what Hauser turned against you, and that's why you brainwashed him or whatever. Yeah. And he's like, nah, dude. He's like, me and Hauser, we cooked this whole scheme up together, dude. He's like, you know, we got to get a guy. It makes sense.
Yeah.
We got to brainwash a guy and make him think that he's helping the rebels, because otherwise the psychics are going to realize that you're not really there to help.
Right.
So he says, we've been giving you all this help to get next to Quato. Like, we helped you out on Earth. We, you know, we set you up with this. We gave you the case. We helped you get through Mars. We helped you meet up with Benny, who got you to, yeah.
And that also supposes that they were not at all worried at any point about them finding Hauser's real memories, because they wouldn't have been looking for
him. I guess they just needed him to lead them to Quato so they could kill Quato.
Right. So
it was worth the gamble, I guess.
And then he sort of like secondhand rakes Richter over the coals again for fucking everything up.
He's like, this guy almost fucked it up.
Not even addressing him.
Well, because Quaid is skeptical. He's like, nah, I don't believe it. It's just too perfect of a plan. Like,
perfect. Ass face over here almost ruined the whole thing.
Poor Richter. He, I got a really hurt expression on his face.
He's over there. He goes, huh.
It's pretty fucking awesome.
He calls it a mind fuck, does Quaid.
Yeah, he's like, no.
It is. We're all sitting around scratching our heads.
We're all struggling to keep up with now all the twists and turns of the story.
But here comes a massive moment of clarification.
Yes. Quaid is like, well, if you don't believe me, then maybe I got a video from someone you will believe.
And there's Arnold again.
Arnold in like Hauser mode, super charming, super charismatic. And he's like, hey, buddy, if you're listening to this, then it means Quato is dead. And like, you've completed the mission. Good job, buddy. We got Quato.
We got everything we wanted. You brought us right to him.
Yep.
We got the information about what the thing does. Like, we've got what we want. We know what you found out. And then he says, thanks for all that. And guess what? I want my body back.
Yeah. Poor Arnold is like, he looks... Or poor Quaid.
Yeah.
He looks very much like, I can't believe that this is real. Like, I really am a bad guy.
There's not been one, like, full scene in this movie where he's been sure about anything that's happening, because literally he's gotten jerked around every single scene.
And then,
and then as if to confirm all of that, because if Quaid was not buying it...
Quaid seems to still be in disbelief.
But then Cohagen appears in the video.
Yeah, they got their arms sort of around each other. Hauser. And they're sort of chuckling about, like... We pulled it off or so whatever.
Arnold's got the wind completely sucked out of him. And then transition, all of a sudden we're in the tech room.
Right.
And Quaid are about to be strapped into their recall chairs.
Yeah, they're gonna whatever, do what they do to them, which is maybe a fate worse than death.
I think so, yeah. You're about to be confined to a prison in a life that's, you know, not what you thought it was ever.
I gotta say, I love Hauser performance from Arnold.
Unfortunately.
Like, it's so natural. Like, he's just a charming dude.
Yeah.
Like, I love it.
But
I think that's Arnold's real life persona.
Oh, probably.
Like, if you meet him in person, he's probably just the most charming, affable guy.
But Kevin, we can't tell these guys anymore about what happens in the
shit. Why not, John?
Because this episode has just come to an exciting end. A cliffhanger. Another cliffhanger.
Another effing cliffhanger. Okay, well, I don't know about you. I don't think Quaid's going to get out of this one.
I think he probably dies.
I don't know. We're going to have to check it out next time around.
You guys stick with us. We got one more episode.
We got one more in us.
Make sure you check in next time.
Absolutely. We'll be back.